This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Fears are rising that Russia will invade Ukraine. Today, President Biden meets at the White House with the German Chancellor. The AP's Jackie Quinn with what President Biden is saying and what a Russian invasion of Ukraine would look like.
President Biden, returning to the White House Sunday night, was asked about President Putin's security demands.
I think things he cannot get.
President Biden also spoke Sunday with French President Emmanuel Macron, who's holding talks with Vladimir Putin at the Kremlin. Lawmakers say they've been briefed by the White House that a full Russian invasion of Ukraine could lead to the fall of the capital, Kyiv, and bring potentially as many as 50,000 casualties. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. has now lost more than 900,000 Americans to COVID. Tonight, lawmakers will hold a moment of silence at the U.S. Capitol to mark that sad milestone. Many Asian countries are wrestling with a spike in COVID infections after the big Lunar New Year holiday celebrations. Health officials think numbers will continue to rise there in the coming weeks. Chinese tennis player Peng Shuai is talking about allegations that she was sexually assaulted by a ruling Communist Party member. The AP's Julie Walker.
Peng again walks back the claims of sexual assault she made against a former high-ranking member of China's ruling Communist Party and calls the whole thing an enormous misunderstanding in the interview with L'Equipe organized by China's Olympic Committee. IOC spokesman Mark Adams would not say whether they believe she was speaking freely or under duress.
I'm not sure we're able as a sports organization to make that call.
The IOC president had dinner with Peng Saturday.
And we will meet her again.
Peng briefly disappeared from public view in November after making those sex assault accusations. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. Now to Iran. The AP's Charles de Ledesma is overseas.
Talks to revive Iran's tattered 2015 nuclear deal with world powers resume on Tuesday after breaking off for diplomats to return home for consultations. The EU, which chairs the talks in Vienna, has announced this week's resumption. Diplomats from Britain, France and Germany had said when talks had paused after a month on January 28 that the negotiations were reaching the final stage and that required political decisions. On Friday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken signed several sanctions waivers related to Iran's civilian nuclear activities, the move reversing the Trump administration's decision to rescind them. Iran's foreign minister had on Saturday welcomed the sanctions relief but called it insufficient. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The price of gas is up to $3.44 a gallon as you start your work week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in three delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals, and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at TraceMinerals.com.